since 1997, I've reported about the mysterious lights in crop circles associated with a young man named Robert van de Broeke.
Yes.
He lives in Hoeven, Holland with his father, his mother, two sisters, very traditional family household. His father has been the manager of a bank in Hoeven his whole professional life. And it is a community of fields and farmers, and this is the world of Robert van de Broeke and the family. Now, back in 1997, that was the year that Nancy Talbot, who heads the BLT research team, and she and I had met through doing the work with biophysicist W.C. Levengood, She heard about and investigated the fact that Robert, on June 7th in 1999, he looked out of his bedroom window up above. He has a deck on the second floor, and there's just fields beyond. There's photographs of that in my book, Mysterious Lights and Crop Circles. And he saw this pink football light expand. It looked to him like electricity came down at the bottom, and this oval, about 20-some feet long, ended up right there in the crop. He watched this pink-purple light expand and create that oval. That is the very famous circle that was investigated by the Dutch physicist Elcho Hasselhoff, who was so stunned by both the layout of the plants, and that a computer could work out from the plants down backwards to the energy source that would have been necessary to put those plants down in the very particular pattern they were in the oval, to say from the computer's point of view that it had to be an energy source of a certain size, a few meters above that oval, to produce what was there. And they also found changes and anomalies in the soil and the plants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's 1999. Every year since 1997, Robert van de Broeke has seen these mysterious lights, has reported to people where formations have occurred, where he has seen plants go down. This is the same fellow in these years where these formations have been investigated around his house. And now, let's jump to the past few days. It was the early morning of Thursday, May 6th of this year, that the same Robert van de Broeke, now 24 years old and still living with his parents in Hoeven, felt, he said, a, quote, very strong mind around me, unquote, and the urge to get his Olympus digital camera and wait in front of a living room chair to photograph whatever appeared. First, Robert saw a faint mist, which he photographed, and the mist became denser over the next 42 minutes. This is like about 4 o'clock in the morning. No one else is up. It's just Robert. And he took 4 more photographs, and by the fifth one that is shown at earthfiles.com and at Coast, this mist had formed into what he himself says looks like an alien figure with large slanted black eyes, similar to what we have seen on books now for about 3 decades in the abduction syndrome. And it appears to be, quote-unquote, sitting in the living room chair in front of a framed photograph of the 2-year-old son of Robert's older sister. And he was surprised. He told me he actually was shocked. He knew that something was urging him to get up with his camera, but he had no idea what was going to happen. He had never seen anything like this before. Well, 24 hours later, at 4 a.m. on Friday, May 7th, Robert took more digital photographs of, and it turns out, same thing, mist, fog, another alien entity. The father has only given permission to release the one photograph. The father says there are many photographs taken with a period of time on the 6th and the 7th. And another interesting thing, Robert was born on May 7th, 1980. So that day was his 24th birthday, and he was delighted to discover a crop formation in one of the fields near his home, which the family did call a local radio and television station, who went out and have taken photographs, and now people are following up to investigate. Well, 24 hours later after that, again at 4 o'clock in the morning on May 8th, Robert couldn't sleep. He got up in his bedroom, set up his tripod, and this time he took his analog 8mm VHS videotape camera that he'd purchased about 5 years ago, set it up and waited. And instead, in front of his bedroom door, he could see mist again taking shape like it had in the living room chair, and he began to videotape. Now, the only people who so far have seen this videotape are Robert, his family, and radio reporter Bianca Van Voot, who told me this week she's seen the videotape and she said, quote, "It is incredible," unquote. I've talked with both Robert and his father, Peter Vandenbroucke, about the experiences, and I asked the father, Peter, who is the bank general manager in Hoeven Holland, traditional family, what his reaction was to seeing his son's videotape.
Here we are. This is
we are very impressed. Wow, how is it possible? Because in the past, when other people tell stories about aliens and that sort of things, well, it was not reality for us. And now my own son, in my chair, made pictures, and there was a figure built up from energy.
What do you see on the videotape?
It is good to know that it is not a digital tape. It is a normal videotape.
Right.
He made the video in his bedroom, and it is dark. And you see a little bit above the ground a figure, the same figures as you registrate on the pictures, well, maybe 50 centimeters tall, and you see only a face, and it is still there, standing, and after a few moments, it goes to the right, it looks like that it moves, then it is gone, and a few moments later, it is more bright, more taller, and my opinion is, exactly as the same on the pictures, that it takes energy from the house, from the environment, so it can build up to a normal figure. And after a few seconds, it is gone, and it starts again. Start again with Duke energy, that's my opinion, and make the figure stronger and stronger and more bright.